Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1493. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayz Berubar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Glima Bas Ramayshan Rufu Shleim Elisheva Bas Yehudas Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we were going through last time some various different instances that one could do certain actions, even though they might look similar to the previous actions, which you're not allowed to do. Meaning that we said you need, just to review real quickly, you need two conditions in reference to Mimsei Chefsecha, in general what we're talking about. Again, I want to make it clear that when we deal with Mimsei Chefsecha, V'daber Dover, there are a few different categories which we're, you know, trying to get to. They're all very, very similar, so we want to be careful not to mix them up, but there are guidelines for each one which differentiate them accordingly. So we're going through some of the cases whereby in general a person is missing actually the part that's recognizable. They went to do something, like we mentioned, somebody's going to a bus stop, right? Even though they might be waiting for the bus, but then started pouring rain and they're waiting under the bus shelter or something like that, even though they might have intention, but due to the fact that it's not really recognizable where it's raining, everybody runs under the bus shelter, you know. So something along those lines. So when you're missing one of the conditions, so then we said in general it was okay. I just wanted to continue on in the Sefer Lamentes Malachis, how he explains it, just finishing off this part of Mimsei Chefsecha. So again, we're on page 101, and he says like this, similarly, if one is building a home, right? We said the construction site, so in general, just to go look at the construction site, right? That one is not supposed to do on Shabbos, right? I'm going to the construction site, I go there, number one, I'm going there, number two, it's recognizable, it's my house, it's my place, and it's my building, whatever. Okay, so he said like this, but similarly, if one is building a home, so let's say again, the person has a construction, and they would be allowed, so now they would be allowed to view the site of construction while taking a leisurely walk on the street. Like we mentioned a few shiurim ago, there's no issur to walk down the street. I mean, I can, you know, well, I'm building a house on the street, so it's also for me to go on 45th Street, you know, it doesn't work like that. It has to be mamish in action, whereby that's the intent is there and it's mamish recognizable. But to say just, well, he's not allowed to walk down the street, that's not the case. So he says like this. So if one's saying mamish will usually walk on the street, so he says that would be okay in general. However, they may not walk on the site itself, right? You can't, let's say, right, but I'm walking, I'm taking a leisurely walk down the street, fine. So I happen to take the street whereby my house is being built. Right? Or they're doing my construction site or something like that. And I'm passing by and that's all. So that will be okay. But if you're, if a person is, they start to go like, on into the place, like on the planks, on the rugged, dirt over there, they start looking around. Oh, I'm passing by my construction sites and I'll go take a look. Let me go on to the grounds over there, you know? I'll go on, not so much maybe the planks, but maybe on the dirt and where they're working and let me see further what's, they're not working on Shabbos, but I want to see what's going on. Oh, that already you can't do. You're passing by leisurely, fine, but to go specifically into the site, that can be done, even though somebody's just taking a leisurely walk. So the walk itself is fine, but, you know, again, you don't want to make it whereby it's recognizable. Going on to the site would be usur. So then he goes further to say, since a leisurely stroll is not ordinarily taken in this manner, therefore the action is obviously a sort of inspection, right? A leisurely stroll, that's what he says. Leisurely stroll is not ordinarily taken in this manner. In other words, if I take a leisurely stroll, I don't start walking onto the grounds of a construction site. That's not where I take my leisurely stroll, right? I take my leisurely stroll down the block on the sidewalk, but not on the planks or on the dirt or on the place where they're building and so on. Oh, now you do that, so that's already showing that your intention is there. Excuse me, your intention is there, and you're going onto the site, and that's what you have in mind. Excuse me. Okay, so now he says further. He says further like this. He says similarly, one may inspect the garden of a in a subtle manner. Right? How do you get inspect the garden? Again, we said that, like the Mishnah Berurah spoke about, the person has a field. Right, a person has a field, so by observing the field from the street, or while walking through the rest of the backyard, or from walking from the rest of the backyard, or from his window indoors, or something along those lines, So that already wouldn't be so bad, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, if it's not recognizable, that would be okay. So in other words, so I have a field. So when I walk specifically to the field, so then people know, and that's where I'm going there, that you can't do. But if you just start walking, through the rest of the, there's a field in one area, and I'm going down, or the garden, there's a garden in one area, and I'm walking, a leisurely walk through the backyard, or whatever the case. That's, when he says backyard, he doesn't mean specifically over there to that garden. I go down the block through the backyard area. There's some blocks that are set up. You go on the sidewalk, sometimes through the backyard, sometimes, and then he brings down, sometimes even a person peeks out the window, So these type of things, again, is taking away the part whereby it would make it not so recognizable, and that would make it okay. Like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, a person going to their field, and they do it from a distance, as long as they don't walk, up to the field. So then he says further, one may also walk in a leisurely manner in their garden, or relax to go to rest over there, right? Even though he is likely to notice the progress of the plants while there. In other words, what do we mean by that? Sometimes a person has a larger garden, sometimes bigger houses. Depends where you live. Like by us in Brooklyn, usually you don't have it too much, but obviously places like Muncie, out of town type places, you have bigger houses, you have bigger gardens, and you have people have benches, places to sit down. So what are you going to say? Well, since my garden is there, right in front of my house, I have a nice big garden, or in the backyard, I have a nice big garden, and I have plants that are growing there. I'd like to see the plants, so I'm not allowed to sit on the bench. I'm not going specifically for that. I'm going to sit and relax. I'm allowed to go sit and relax in my backyard. There's a garden right there. My garden's right there, and I'll see the plants that are growing and how they're doing. So what? But that's, again, the recognizable part is not there. I go to sit down and relax in my backyard. Well, what's wrong with that? Now the fact that I happen to see the plants, okay, it's fine. So that's, again, the same. All these fall under the same category. It's just to end off, so one may go in a leisurely manner. Again, the point is over here, in a leisurely manner, into the garden and relax over there, even though it's likely to notice the progress of the plants while they are there. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch.